Tzachem Raya, we're going to do a little bit tort of the Yanuka. We do this every week. Again, the Yanuka is a Tzadik Yisod Olam. And let's get into it. Pnei Derech. Al Yidei Tefila Kera'ui Zoche Litkarev L'Hashem Baruch Hu. By davening properly, a person can get close to his master, his creator, which is who?
Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Umikabel sechel chadash v'na'ase b'riya chadasha. When a person davens, automatically he gets a new brain, and he becomes a new creation. Because when a person davens, he is nullifying himself to who? To his creator. Do you hear what I just told you? Ubishvil litpalel kehogen, in order for a person to pray properly, צריך ללמוד את עניין התפילה. It's a Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit. He has to learn about prayer. You can't say I'm a barber if you never picked up a clippers before. You can't say you know everything about guns if you don't know how to clean it. And you can't daven properly unless you learn you can't pray properly unless you learn about prayer. It's impossible. To mumble words is not prayer, it's reading. That's why I tell this to everyone. I have a big problem davening in other shuls. Why? Because the chazanim don't pray. They read. We're not in shul to read. We're in shul to pray. Lida mehut ha-tfilah. To know the concept of tefillah. The buildup of tefillah. V'kayotze hi avodah bore. Because prayer is the work of God. I will explain what's really going on over here. Ve'etza tova, the Yanuka says, I'm giving you good advice. La'asok b'sefer Shar HaTfilah. To learn the sefer called Shar HaTfilah. Shel Harav HaKadosh Baal HaBe'er Mayim Chaim. To learn from the book of the Be'er Mayim Chaim, which he has a book. Okay. בתפילה שסידרו לנו אנשי כנסת הגדולה, שסידר לנו אנשי כנסת הגדולה, יש כוח עצום ורב למבואר. For the תפילה that the אנשי כנסת הגדולה compiled, that means from מודה אני, not, from 18 really, but from מודה אני until עלינו. וכאשר התפילה היא בדרך הנכון, when you daven properly, that means from the beginning to end, כל תבע שבה יכולה להתקיים. Every single letter, without skipping. You don't skip the Halalukas, you don't skip Hodu, you don't skip Yishtabach, I never learned it in Yeshiva. I only learned what I learned in second grade. Modani, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach. You see, he already knows the drill. Yishtabach, Shema, Amida, Chetzi Chetzi, Aleinu. Rabbi Yisai, can I just create you with your brain, your heart, with your liver, and your kidneys without anything else? I can't do that. I gotta create you with the whole body. That's exactly what we do. We pray what we think is the most essential. No, Ya Habibi, everything is essential. Can I cut off one of your fingers? You don't really need it. Can I cut it off? Of course you need it. That's called prayer. From the beginning to end. Kemo she'amru b'gemara, kesha'asher b'hiya meshiv haruach, neshav haruach. Whenever b'hiya would say meshiv haruach, the ruach would actually come. You want to know why? Because he knew what he was doing when he was praying. When a person knows what he's doing when he's davening, anything he would pray for would come automatically. Because you know what you're doing. V'she'amar morid ha'geshem, yarad ha'geshem, and whenever he said there should be rain, it rained. Until today I'm saying Mashiv Aruch Amrid HaGeshem and there is no rain. I want it to rain. I need my mikveh to be collected with rainwater. I have a mikveh in my house. I'm waiting for the rainwater, ya Habibi. I'm not like Rabbi Chiya. I say Mashiv Aruch Amrid HaGeshem even without saying Shmoneh Esrei. And there is no rain. There's an avoid of it. You have to work on it. V'lo haya omer mechaye metim hayta mechaye metim. And if he really wanted the dead to be resurrected, he would resurrect the dead too. That was Rabbi Chiya. V'ikar lifnei Hashem yitbarach hu alev. And the most important thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the heart of a human being. Dilash. Where is a person's heart? Haratzon v'hahish tokekut shel adam l'Hashem. The wanting and the missingness towards Hashem. Baruch Hu b'kesher amiti elav yitbarach. To have the truthful and the honest connection with God. No? We can compare this between two people. How devoted do you want your wife to be to you? Extremely devoted. How devoted does she want you to be to her? Extremely devoted. How devoted does God want you to be to Him? Extremely devoted. There is no difference. The only reason why God gave us parents and God gave us a wife and kids is to build up on our devotion on the physical level so we can relate it to a spiritual level. That's why I say until a person doesn't have kids, he'll never know really how to devote himself fully to God. Hear what I just told you? You would die if you don't have kids yet, but you would die for your kids. Take that same feeling towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uval yachshov adam shehashem yoshia oto rak im yikre v'yigarso harbe. Don't think Hashem is going to save you if you just dive in the whole thing without knowing what you're doing. What is this for you? Monopoly? You have to know what you're doing. Ki yachol litkarev l'Hashem yitbarach לפרק תהילים אחד יותר ממי שיקרא כל הספר תהילים. Because a person can just read one paragraph of Tehillim and it will be as much as accomplishment as if someone finished the whole Tehillim. You want to know why? Because the person that was reading that one paragraph of Tehillim, he read it with his whole heart. He spilled out his heart. Not necessarily crying. His connection of devotion was there. Much more than the guy that was finishing Tehillim. Hatfilah hi mitzvah avodat Hashem b'chol levaveinu. Tefillah has to be done with our whole heart. Ve'avodat Hashem tzarich limud. And serving Hashem has to be done through learning. Lida keitzad la'avod lifnei melech melechem lachim. Because you must know how to serve God. A person that goes and says, I daven three times a day, I'm the best guy, and rolls his eyes, and I learn Gemara, and so on and so forth, is zero. You want to know why? Because he's doing it to be a programmatic person. If I tell him to explain to me, Leminim el shini mati tikva in Shmoneh Esrei, you know what he's going to say? Yeah, he's not your rabbi. I don't know. Explain to me Tikkah b'Shofar. I don't know. Explain to me Tehillat HaMetim. Em Mashiv Aruch Amrid HaGeshem. I don't know. Ma Shaveh HaTefillah Shelcha. Are you really praying? You're not praying. You're reading. And there is no mitzvah of reading. There's a mitzvah of praying. One sec. So let's finish Shas and Poskim and Shulchan Aruch and everything. And not know how to pray? Who are you fooling? Who are you lying to? What are you doing with your life? You want your tefillahs to be answered? Understand Shmoneh Esrei when you read it. I'm not telling you to read the English while you daven. Read the English on your own time. When you have no customers. When you're on the train. When you're in the car. When you're read English then. But when you daven, you read the Lashon HaKodesh and you try to understand. Take a paragraph a day, paragraph a week, a line a day, a word a day, whatever it is, until you accomplish the whole tefillah. I don't want to get into this whole thing. It's beautiful. I know everyone wants to leave. We just finished an hour shiur before. And I'm going to finish with here. Rabbi Yitzhak, the Torah is endless. Your capability is endless. And the only way you're ever going to achieve your endless, your most highest potential, is by telling yourself, enough's enough. I'm not going to live the way I'm living. I'm going to look for something better. And that something better is having a schedule. Getting up on time, davening on time, going to work on time, going to school on time. That's a daily schedule. It's also having a life schedule. Getting married, having kids, starting a family, working on your midot. Become a father, become a grandfather. Supporting yourself, supporting Torah, supporting the world. Because one action of you going like this can change the course of the universe. So know your worth. Have a good night, everyone.